Welcome to Business as Unusual, a podcast hosted by 360T, examining how firms in the FX industry are continuing to achieve business goals in an unusual working environment.
Hello, and welcome to 360T's Business as Unusual podcast. I'm joined today by Nigel Todd from Fidelity International. Nigel, thank you so much for joining me to chat today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
First off, you always have to start with this question. How are you doing? How is everything?
Yeah, I'm coping. It's sunny. I'm in Dublin and it's Thursday. So yeah, all good so far.
All right. That's a good start. An optimistic start to the podcast. That's what we like. So I wanted you to kind of cast your mind back a little bit to start off with and talk to me about when the severity of the current situation first became apparent to you and to your firm. What was kind of your initial concerns? Was it, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you know, was it the first thing compliance? Is it technology? Is it, oh my goodness, I have to run home and stock up on food? What was the what was kind of the chief concern in your mind on discovering how serious this was going to be?
Well, actually, I was coming back from a trip in Sydney. I was there at the end of February for Mardi Gras. So nice. I was still in pretty much holiday mode and just glad I got back to Dublin safely.
Yeah, yeah.
But immediately when I got back, we went straight into a planned DR test,
okay,
which included teams working from home or split sites. And while by doing that exercise, pretty much things escalated quite quickly. And from it went from a test to more, you know, our requirement to work at home.
Okay.
So my initial concerns really was for the safety and well-being of my team and their families, but that turned more into, you know, quickly into operational concerns.
Right.
Do we have the right equipment? If we don't, how long is it going to take? How are we going to manage communication effectively within the team while working from home in different sites? And then kind of assessing our priorities. What are the critical must-dos? What needs to be done, but maybe at a slower pace? And what could be put on hold? And resetting those expectations and being very clear to my stakeholders.
And then in terms of your kind of chief concerns, I mean, was there technology challenges? Were there hurdles you have to get to? Were some of the concerns you have borne out? Or did it actually, you know, it turned out to be that the reality wasn't as difficult as you imagined in shifting to this work from home?
I think the reality wasn't terribly difficult. We were, you know, testing throughout, so we were confident in the technology. We just had to get a few more individuals with the right piece of kit. But, you know, pretty much things worked smoothly, you know, bar the market turmoil and what was going on, that was kind of an aside. But regarding the technology, I think we weathered it quite well.
And thinking about, so the technology held up, I mean, do you feel like more broadly the kind of market infrastructure that you use to trade has held up equally well to the technology?
Pretty much, yes. And, you know, we've been using similar technology for a few years. So we're quite tested BCP. And we were quite confident in the stability and it proved out it wasn't anything to worry about. And hopefully that still remains the case.
And obviously there's a lot of challenges and a lot of difficulties for a number of firms right now. But maybe let's take a look at the positives. I mean, have there been any big positives or learnings or takeaways from you from this?
Sure. I think everyone needs to have some sort of takeaway from this. but the resiliency of the team was a positive. How quickly we were able to adapt. As we said, the stability of the systems while working from home, especially in the increased volumes that we were seeing. It was a greater communication, even over-communicating. Being creative and being open to new ways of working. And having strong internal and external relationships. But I think a key one is being more compassionate and empathetic to people's circumstances.
Yeah.
And there's been great examples of community spirit, teamwork, collaboration, sharing stories from different locations, and especially lessons learned from Asia.
That's awesome. That's actually really, really good. I mean, you talked there about over-communicating. Are you finding that more time, more of your time is being taken up now by communicating, calls, etc., with colleagues than it was before?
I think so. You know, you don't want to be siloed in your own box doing something, especially as we're all not in the same office.
Right.
So you don't have that over water cooler moment or passing each other in the canteen or something. So
yeah.
I think finding time. I think time is more so the challenge in getting to speak to people. But
yeah,
I think, you know, having to over communicate is always good.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things I've personally found is I miss the kind of picking up little things in the office, but I'm spending more time now on call. I mean, I lose, you know, at least a couple of hours a day of actual kind of doing stuff to talk to people now, which has been good. And it's been a good learning experience for me. And I think I'm personally conscious of speaking to people that I maybe didn't speak to as much in the office through this, which I think has been personally an interesting takeaway. When we hopefully, knock on wood, fingers crossed, one day, all start to go back to our offices and things get back to normal. I mean, will the kind of the industry and companies just go back to the way things were? Do you think there are going to be any longer term changes as a result of, you know, the experience of the past few months?
Yeah, I think it'd be naive to think there'll be no lasting impact on what we've gone through. Especially, absolutely everyone has been impacted, every person, every family, you know, every country, every profession. And we should look at this as an opportunity to reflect and be truthful and honest in calling out things that just didn't work out, what needs strengthening, and giving recognition to what worked well.
Yeah.
Functions like trading, previously it was unthinkable to work from home.
Right.
And there could be other functions as well. But I think going forward is a legit question to ask. Could there be greater opportunities for flexible working?
Yeah, I think so. I think personally that there's going to be a number of firms who start to analyze whether they need this expensive real estate in London or Manhattan or Dublin when there's some functions that could be done work from home, which has kind of been a bit proven and battle tested now. Shifting gears slightly to talk about the markets for a moment. We obviously went from a period of sustained low vol to suddenly incredibly high vol. Were there any surprises for you from this kind of sudden switch up? Anything you saw in the market or how it behaved that surprised you?
I think the biggest surprise was the scale and the pace of the volatility.
Okay.
And all while working from home. You know, it was already difficult being in the office, probably in those market conditions. But the added factor of working from home and being able to support that was a surprise. I mean, there were some bleak days. I really couldn't see the end of the day coming. days turning into weeks and weeks turning into months. Getting through it was communication. And the team in its entirety have been around for several years with experience. So that served us well in coping and managing.
Mm-hmm.
And having to remain focused and staying calm was essential in getting through it.
Yeah.
But it was also comforting in knowing that we had the support of our senior management as well.
That's great. And one of the things we've touched on is a lot is kind of the communication and keeping talking with your team. I mean, there's so many channels available now for people to talk to one another. How effective have you found them as a substitute for that kind of face-to-face human interaction that we're kind of all used to?
I don't think it's, you know, an equal substitution, but at first I was very selective in any kind of call I took. I just completely was focused on BAU and didn't have time. When we moved to a working from home posture, video call functionality became more widely available within the organization. I'm not fully 100% video all the time. And I think it's okay to have a mix of audio. And it's probably best to offer both and being as inclusive as possible. I mean, this is still fairly new to everyone and everyone's still adjusting.
And I guess we'll just end perhaps on a slightly personal note, which is when we are kind of allowed back outside, what's the thing that you're most looking forward to doing once you free up? Personally, I was thinking about the other day, it's boring, but just going to a bar and seeing friends sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of excitement right now. But I don't know if you've got anything you're particularly itching to do.
I pretty much will share that. Socializing with friends, I do miss. I'm probably a big foodie and socializing and having a drink. So that will probably be my first stop. And then the second stop will be to the airport, hopefully going to the south of France for a trip. But we can hope and dream that day will come soon.
Indeed. That's a great positive note to end on. Nigel, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Business as Unusual. Check the 360T website to catch up on past episodes and find new listings.